Imagine a society with a digital dollar and no cash, where every penny you have could all be tracked. That's why thousands of Americans have decided to opt out of the government's plans by talking to GoldCo and putting a portion of their savings into physical gold and silver. Right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. That's HannityGold.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, consider more fun, more fitness, and more relaxation for much less with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas. Now with up to $2,000 off with their global sales event this month. Now it's more than a hot tub. It offers hydrotherapy, comfortable seating, and a spacious swimming area for convenient exercise. Now it's built right here in the U.S. Just go to masterspas.com. You can get up to $2,000 off. Make sure to use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand that I trust, masterspas.com. All right, thank you, Scott Shannon, and thanks to all of you for being with us. Here's our toll-free number. It's 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. You know, I mean, Seth Meyers doesn't even get a million viewers a night. I mean, the show's a bomb. Why did Joe Biden pick that show to go on? And he did the typical mumble, bumble, stumble, stutter, whatever you want to call it. You know, Joe Biden showed up, but he did come ready with a prop Seth Meyers. Like most of these late night hosts, they're just not funny. They're not smart. They're not funny. They're not witty. They're just nothing but, you know, an extension of MSDNC and fake news CNN. And at least be funny. Be funny. I don't care if it's about me. Be funny. And if you're funny, I'll laugh along with you. But anyway, it's all the whole thing seemed like a setup to me, but nobody saw it anyway. So why am I giving it any mention at all? I don't know. Former Obama aides, they're beginning to sound like yours truly, sounding the alarm over the weak and frail and mumbly Biden. That's the headline, warning that his age is a real issue, a very real issue. Well, 86% of the American people think that he's too old to run again, but he's running anyway. And then, of course, when he's showing up at all these fundraisers all over the country, he was out in California, he's back in New York trying to raise money, you know, but he has to rely on his cheat notes, his crib sheets, you know, not only at press conferences and summits where he looks just stupid and bewildered and not knowing whether to exit stage left or right, not knowing where to stand with the King of Jordan, not knowing what to say and getting stammering away as he all often does. It's just unreal. Now, he's long been using the note cards and including some of them. You will first go and greet everybody. You will then be sitting in this seat right here. Look at this seat. And you will say thank you and goodbye and stand up and walk out of that door. The fundraisers are following the same pattern. He delivers introductory remarks, no cameras present in the room, teleprompter often used during that portion of the event. Oh, none was at the fundraiser in San Francisco on Wednesday when he was trying to speak off the cuff, you know, labeling the warmongering president of Russia crazy SOB. Reporters are let out of the room and the rest of the event continues in private. But they're obviously scared to get all these prominent Democrats now speaking out. That is not a good thing for Joe Biden. And he did mix up his wife and his sister during the Democratic primary speech. I love the mob, the media. They're trying to say, well, Donald Trump made this one little mistake and he didn't remember his wife Melania's name. That was not true. If you watch the tape, sorry, he was talking about the former first lady. It was very clear who he was talking about. But it doesn't matter. This is all they've got. That and, of course, lawfare and the weaponization of our Justice Department. and it just is what it is. I got to be honest. I love the people that have been working hard trying to get to the bottom of where these tens of millions of dollars actually came from, what services may or may not have been rendered, these shell corporations. Why was the Biden family getting all of this money from our top geopolitical foes in China and Russia and Kazakhstan and Ukraine and Romania and Mexico, all these countries and many others? And so finally tomorrow, Hunter will go before the House Oversight Committee and the House Judiciary Committee. And here's what I don't understand. They've already provided a huge accommodation to Hunter Biden. Now, they could have held him in contempt, but they said they wanted to speak to him. The attorney for Hunter is a guy by the name of Abby Lowell. He's a top Washington attorney by every measure. And as evidenced by the fact that he got the committee to agree not to videotape Hunter's deposition. I'm like, why would that happen? I'm not really sure why. And I have deep respect. I know these guys want to get answers and they have a lot of questions they need answered. But anyway, sources that are familiar with the terms negotiated between Hunter's team and congressional Republicans said the deposition will have several unique features that are different from the other interviews the committees have conducted to date. The deposition is not going to be videotaped. That was a major concession from Republicans that I don't think they needed to make. They did make the concession rather than hold Hunter in contempt when he would not give a date to the committees to give a deposition. And then when it became clear that contempt charges were forthcoming, then they went in and said, no, we'll come. Just give us another subpoena. And they issued another subpoena. Well, that courtesy was not afforded people like Bannon and Peter Navarro. Why in the case of Hunter Biden? The two sides apparently agreed to terms of the transcript release as a way to avoid selective leaking. I want the entire transcript. Apparently, we will get that. And then there might be a public hearing thereafter. This was some, I guess, back and forth over that issue. But now House Republicans will get a chance to grill Hunter Biden. And now a lot of questions need to be answered. I know the media would like to say, ever since the FBI's very credible long-term informant since 2010, Alexander Smirnov, has been proven to be a liar and in charge not once now but twice by the Biden weaponized DOJ. Well, they've screwed up a lot of their informants, haven't they? Except that we didn't have the repercussions that we had as it relates to a guy by the name of Christopher Steele. Remember Christopher Steele? He was hired. Hillary Clinton funneled money through a law firm, Perkins Coie. Then they went out and found an op research firm. And then the op research firm hires a former MI6 agent that they said was credible and an informant. But then they found out he was a liar. They were warned that the dossier, the dirty Russian disinformation dossier, was political in nature and paid for by the opponent of Donald Trump in 2016. Nothing. What happened? Nothing. That dossier became the basis, the foundation for four separate FISA warrants. I didn't see the media screaming up and down. Oh, as you see, this means that everything that they've been saying is false. No, they went for three long years and they peddled nothing but lies, conspiracy theories, and it was all over the mob and the media. And they got away with it for 3 years. No apologies, no retractions, nothing. The difference here with Smirnoff is, yeah, the 1023 form was important. It was a big deal. But that's only one small part of a lot of evidence that they've been able to accumulate. It doesn't explain why Joe Biden repeatedly lied as a candidate and repeatedly lied as president, saying he never discussed foreign partners with his son Hunter or his brother Jim or anybody for that matter. It doesn't negate the money that they got from countries like Russia and the Russian oligarch and the former first lady of Moscow, Elena Baturina. It doesn't negate Devin Archer's testimony that he knows of at least 20 examples where Hunter was calling into meetings with Hunter and the foreign business partners, or that the brand was the Biden brand. And that was not Hunter, the at the time admitted drug addict. who had no experience in energy, oil, gas, coal, Ukraine, or China, where a huge amount of money came from. It was interesting that at least one Russian billionaire pal of Hunter once again spared from financial sanctions. If you remember when the war against Ukraine started, they sanctioned many of these Russian oligarchs. Elena Baturina was not on that list. Well, once again, she's not on the list. As they announced, Joe Biden announced the latest round of penalties on numerous Vladimir Putin-connected people. 500 Russian oligarchs, companies, third country sanctions evaders were hit, but not Yelena Baturina. And by the way, if Joe was telling the truth about never talking to them, why did he meet with Yelena Baturina and other foreign partners at Cafe Milano with Hunter? Why did that happen? You know, Hunter, you might remember, listed his China deal business partners as Joe Biden, Jim Biden, and Jill Biden in a request for new office keys. This was in the New York Post, December 2020. He requested in 2017 that keys be made for his new office mates. Who were his office mates? His father, Joe, Jill Biden, his uncle, Jim, and they planned to share the office space with an emissary for the chairman of CEFC, a Chinese energy company. That's the one with the WhatsApp message. By the way, nothing about Smirnoff negates the WhatsApp message. I'm sitting here with my father, and we're mad that you didn't fulfill your commitment. In between everybody he knows and my ability to hold a grudge, you're going to regret it. And the millions of dollars put in one of the shell corporations, as James Comer labels them, just days later. How convenient. But anyway, that September 20, 2017 email, Fox News has it. It shows Hunter requesting keys for Joe and Jill Biden, along with Uncle Jim, to the general manager, this woman named Cecilia Browning, at the House of Sweden, a building in D.C. with multiple office suites. Please have keys made available for my new office mates, blah, blah, blah. In the email, Hunter requested also keys for Gongwin Dong, who he described as the emissary for Chairman Yi, the chairman of CEFC. That's the Chinese energy conglomerate they made a fortune from. But again, no energy experience at all. No experience in China. No evidence at all that any of the 10 identified Biden family members that got money. No evidence at all that they did anything for the services. No services were rendered for the money that anybody can find. What did they do for all of that money? Obama's Ukraine anti-corruption czar, George Kennedy, testified that the Burisma boss paid millions of dollars in bribes to quash these investigations. Well, we know that they did all of this, but nothing happens to the Biden family syndicate. All of this evidence is out there. We'll find out. Should know a lot more by tomorrow. It's going to be interesting. Bidenomics not looking good. And I know that they're going to do a big thing on they've been pushing Bidenomics. It's not working. Biden inflation went up 300% last month from a year ago. And you see the economy is sputtering along. You see, I mean, I think probably one of the worst statistics I've seen at this point is on top of the 60% of Americans living paycheck to paycheck, which is the worst. But between groceries and eating, Americans now are spending more of their income on food than they have in 30 years. That's the latest data from the USDA, which shows consumers spent more than 11% of disposable income on eating. Also at a time where they're spending the highest amount or percentage of their income on where they live, especially people that are in the rental business, you know, that they have to rent their home. And they want to go after, you know, companies like Wendy's. And you know, Wendy's is, and blame them and blame company for all shrinkflation. Then they attack the head of Kellogg's. I happen to like Kellogg's cereals. I can't eat it much, but if I could, I would. Been plenty of times in my life when I had Rice Krispies or Corn Flakes or Frosty Flakes for dinner and was happy to have it. And the CEO of Kellogg's, you know, is facing a backlash. All he did was suggest people eat cereal for dinner to save money. That's not that big a deal. I loved eating cornflakes for dinner. You know, let him eat cornflakes. No, that's not what it is. He's saying, you know, I actually like cereal. Wendy's now has to roll out an Uber-style surge pricing, menu pricing fluctuating based on demand and during the busiest parts of the day when they probably have to have the biggest amount of workforce costs. And with new laws mandating massive minimum wages, they're focused on now having to charge more money so that they can make a profit. That doesn't make them an evil company, although that's going to be apparently a big part of the State of the Union address. The Bidens blame everybody for their problems. They blame now Republicans for the border problem, but yet 3 years they've been telling us the border's safe and secure. They just lied to us for three long years. Joe Biden accomplishes more in an hour than most Americans do in an entire day. Does anybody believe that? I can't wait to be at the border on Thursday. I'll be with President Trump. And now all of a sudden, what a coincidence. Joe Biden finally decides to go down to the border. Now he's invited to come on the show. They can debate right on my TV show. I'll give them the full hour. I'll make a commercial free. They can debate on this radio show. Here's a problem. Joe Biden can't focus 3 hours on anything. Unbelievable.
Imagine a society with a digital dollar and no cash. No tooth fairy or piggy banks. No more selling extra items for cash. A digital dollar means your life could depend on the internet, electricity, and people you don't know. Plus, it means every penny you have could all be tracked. So goodbye to privacy. That's why thousands of Americans have decided to opt out of the government's plans by talking to Goldco and putting a portion of their savings into physical gold and silver, including Sean Hannity. Sean has personally bought metals from the top-rated company, Goldco, who has an excellent reputation. They've placed over $2 billion in gold and silver, and right now they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. You may qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver, so don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com.
Now, nowadays, 20 bucks barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. All right, who's there for heroes or their families left behind when a service member or a first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless vets? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11/01? I'll tell you who. It's the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Now the foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responders, Smart Home, and Homeless Veterans Programs and the foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrances all across America. Over 80 runs, walks, climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute. They're educating kids from kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep their vow to never forget. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month. Just go to their website. The letter T, the number two, the letter T.org, the letter T, number two, letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Joe Biden wants you taxed to the brink, under the thumb of the IRS, and controlled with a digital dollar. That's why thousands of hardworking, patriotic Americans are opting out by diversifying their savings with precious metals like gold and silver. And guess what? Sean Hannity is doing the same. He's been purchasing precious metals like gold and silver from the top-rated company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner, number one rated gold IRA company with over 5,000 five-star reviews. And they've placed over $2 billion in precious metal sales for people just like you. Right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. That's right, up to $10,000 in bonus silver. but only while supplies last. So if you're looking to diversify your savings, visit HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. You may qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver, so don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com, that's HannityGold.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. All right, who's there for heroes or their families left behind when a service member or a first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless vets and who helps our nation to never forget 9/11/01? I'll tell you who. It's the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Now the foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responders, Smart Home, and Homeless Veterans programs and the foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrances all across America. Over 80 runs, walks, climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute. They're educating kids from kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep their vow to never forget. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month. Just go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, number 2, letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. All right, as we continue along, 800-941-SEAN. Interesting. You know, it's sort of like East Palestine, the day late, dollar short, year late, and people are like, why bother, Joe? When the train derailment happened and we could have used a little moral support, you were nowhere to be found. You were on the beach hanging out, you know, trying to drag your little beach chair along the Delaware beach that you go to. And now a year later, he shows up. Oh, I got to check that box. It's a re-election year. Maybe people are still mad I didn't go. Now he's going to show up on the border the day that Donald Trump is there. And we will be there with Donald Trump on Thursday. Yeah, we're doing this radio program. And then we have Donald Trump on the border exclusively. It's shown up now in every primary and caucus as the number one issue that people have top of mind. Anyway, quick break. Right back. We'll continue.
Standing up for what's right with America. We're back on the Sean Hannity Show.
I-25 to the top of the hour. Thank you for being with us. Here's our toll-free number. It's 800-941-SEAN. Been telling you about preborn.com. Why? Because this is actually a genius mission that they're on, and that is they are using the science of 4D ultrasound, and they offer free 4D ultrasounds to any expecting mom. And they introduce expecting moms to the miracle of birth growing within them. And here's with the good part. Through that science, and when expecting moms hear a heartbeat on an ultrasound, when they see the features of the baby growing within them, and depending what stage, can see facial features or count fingers and toes, what they're discovering is even moms that were contemplating abortion, they're choosing life in bigger and bigger numbers. And again, science is doing this. They're changing hearts, and it just works. They have a network of clinics around the country, places where they actually look for where the highest percentages of abortion are taking place, and that's where they set up shop. It's real healthcare. It's life of the baby and life of the mother. They take into consideration even after a mom gives birth. They don't just say, oh, all right, good job, good luck to you. They offer counseling services. If they need help with diapers, baby formula, they're there for that as well. And they can only do this great mission with your financial support. And that's why I donated the 4D ultrasound machines, because they have such a need for them. And unlike the Planned Parenthood that gets tens of millions from the federal government, they don't get a penny from the federal government. They count on those in the pro-life community, those that believe in the sanctity of life, to make this happen. There's two ways you can donate. #250 on your cell, say the keyword baby. That's #250, keyword baby. Or just go to their website, preborn.com/Sean. That's /Sean, S-E-A-N, preborn.com/Sean. We have been watching with some fascination the testimony in the Fannie Willis case today. The judge presiding over the Fulton County DA Fannie Willis's case has announced that the former law partner, Nathan Wade, who she is alleged to have had this intimate relationship with at a date that was much earlier than both of them indicated. Anyway, they now have to testify. Now the attorney has to testify, who is the partner of Nathan Wade and his former divorce attorney, and the defense counsel that claims that has direct knowledge of the DA Willis and when their relationship started before he was hired in the Trump election interference case, a case, by the way, had no background, no experience at all whatsoever. And then the massive amount of money that she paid out. I mean, it was massive. $650,000 was used to take these, you know, elaborate vacations. In other words, she's hiring a lawyer with the least qualifications, paying him a fortune, and she is benefiting from it. Anyway, the judge's decision comes after an in-camera hearing today. And we're going to see what happens. They've been airing this on TV all day. I think this case is sunk. It's finished. And there really is only one fair ruling here, and that is the judge has to remove her from this case. And frankly, the entire department has been tainted. And if they want to pursue this further, they would then have to go to another venue, which probably would mean that's the end of the case. We'll see. By the way, we have another illegal immigrant crime update brought to you by, of course, the Biden administration. The guy that was accused of shooting three District of Columbia police officers and walling himself off for 2 hours 2 weeks ago is in the country illegally, according to a report. Why didn't we find this out sooner? The shooting suspect has an active deportation order with ICE, according to the independent reporter Julio Rosas. And the report did not share the nation or the country of origin. He's charged with opening fire on three Metropolitan police officers after they tried to serve an animal cruelty arrest warrant. And police said they suspected the gunman shot through his front door. And as officers were trying to force their way in, three officers also wounded in the hand, leg, and ankle, according to police, all released from the hospital, thankfully, the same day. It was a 12-hour ultimate standoff that ensued. And now this guy remains behind bars. Well, at least it's a little different from New York. They just didn't release him so he could flip the bird at like the guys that beat up those cops in Times Square. Now, let me take you back in time and look at this and think about this through the prism of this terrible case of the shooting of this Georgia nursing student, this beautiful young woman. She had her entire life, Lakin Riley is her name, murdered last week by a Venezuelan illegal immigrant who was in the country illegally. And of course they had him at the border and they could have sent him back. They did not. Then he was arrested in New York. They could have deported him. They did not. At what point do we now blame the people whose policies allow for this, for their bad policies causing it? They are partly responsible. They're aiding and abetting in law breaking. They are the ones transporting illegal immigrants. Then they go to sanctuary cities like New York or sanctuary states like California, only to get, you know, free housing, free education, free health care, free everything. But if you go back to September 2023, it was Biden that extended the temporary protection status to nearly 500,000 Venezuelan illegal immigrants. and Joe Biden lobbied to preserve the border program used by the killer of this young woman. And let's get it done, he said at the time. The suspect in this case of this Georgia nursing student's murder is accused of, get this, disfiguring her skull. Man illegally, you know, in the U.S. illegally charged for sexual assault against a minor. You know, it's just unbelievable that we're allowing this to continue and that there's been no consequences. You know, all Democrats want to talk about is Trump, Trump, Trump is evil, evil, evil. January 6th, they want to, you know, talk about anything. They can't talk about their record. Then they'll talk about all the trials that they want to bring Donald Trump on, or the all the accusations they make against him. Then they want to demagogue abortion. Now they're going to demagogue some judge in Alabama against in vitro fertilization. It was a terrible decision. Every top Republican, for the most part, has spoken out against it, starting with President Trump. That's in vitro fertilization is critical for people. I can't tell you how many people that I know that have had to go through a very, very hard, painful process to have a child. And thank goodness science allows them to achieve that goal. You know, there are men that are going off to war in war zones, and often before they leave, you know, they'll get together with their significant other, their wife, and you'll have fertilized eggs if God forbid he doesn't come home. We now have veterans group is now working to seal gaps in Trump's border wall. A group of California veterans have taken it upon themselves to do this. I'm sure they'll be called vigilantes any day now, but the border vets have been focusing their work on some of the areas of 60 miles east of San Diego, which has become a popular illegal immigrant crossing in recent months. I haven't been down to the border recently, but I'd been down there 12, 14, 15 times. I don't even remember. Been on horseback, all-terrain vehicle, on foot. I've been in helicopters, boats, everywhere from the Rio Grande to San Diego, in these drug warehouses, floor to ceiling, just drugs that they were confiscated. Then you think of all the death and destruction from fentanyl and opioids. All of this, you know, American children literally being targeted. And they're not just, by the way, bringing it in for heroin addicts and putting it in cocaine. They're also manufacturing pills that people buy on the street, like a Xanax, for crying out loud. You know, any kid in college that maybe has some anxiety issues, you just go to the school doctor. They'll give you a Xanax. But the kids, I don't know, maybe they're embarrassed. They buy it on the street. And you'll have a perfect replica, but it's tainted with fentanyl and they never wake up. It's unbelievable. And then you have people like Democratic Representative Katie Porter of California downplaying the need for policy changes after the murder of this nursing student. And on a fake news CNN appearance, I think that what a horrible tragedy, you know, like this, when it happens, I think we're dealing with violent crime. There's a sense of outrage, sadness, and loss. But I think the important thing to focus on is any one instance shouldn't shape our overall immigration policy. So then you defend the very policy that resulted in the death of this young nursing student in Georgia. The hell's wrong with these people? And I will tell you, Trump is right. Joe Biden, you know, he blames Biden and his policies for this nursing student's murder. Trump said crooked Joe Biden's border invasion is destroying our country and killing our citizens. The horrible murder of this young woman at the University of Georgia should never have happened. And he's right. And it was Joe Biden that lied to us for 3 years, along with his border czar, Harris, with his DHS Secretary Mayorkas, and his spokespeople, Corinne Jean-Pierre and Jen Psaki. You know, Biden is on. Why is he going to the border finally on Thursday? Why do you think he's going? I'll be there. Love to see him. Wonder if Joe would sit down with me. I don't think he's capable of doing an interview with me that would last more than 5 minutes without mumbling, bumbling, stumbling, lashing out, anger. Who knows? I mean, you just never know with somebody in his condition. He's only going to the border because the issue is destroying his poll numbers. In every primary and caucus so far, it's emerged as the number one issue. So we're going to go down there with the guy that actually did secure the border, and that's Donald Trump, and we'll do that on Thursday. That'll be on Hannity on Thursday night. It's pretty unbelievable. All of this need not happen. And none of these people are showing up for their court dates. We don't even know where the nearly 10 million people are. Nobody focuses in on the hostile regimes that they're coming from. Top House Republicans are sounding the alarm about China's invasion at our southern border. Congressman Mark Green, chairman of the Homeland Security Committee, said, "I think every American should be scared to death. We've had almost 400 suspected terrorists in this presidency, where there were just 11 during the Trump years. Not only is it a terrorist threat, but it's the 24,000 Chinese nationals who came in last year, 20,000 since October 1. They now estimates that number has been as high as 40,000 people. Why are we allowing the communist Chinese nationals in this country to buy up our farmland and our ranch land and land near military installations? And I'm not just talking about some land. I'm talking about thousands and thousands of acres. And for the first time, support for Donald Trump's border wall is well past the 50% mark in the latest Monmouth survey. Americans get it, even if these idiots in the White House don't. And frankly, he's going to look stupid on Thursday because it's his policies that have done this. And after 3 years of lying, and we've got all the videotape, I played a lot of it last night. How does he then, you know, pivot to, no, that's the Republicans' fault. They're not helping me. I've done everything I could possibly do. No, you lied to us for 3 years and told us everything was fine. A lot of worrying out there that we are now facing yet another possible shutdown of the government. By the way, the government never shuts down. Essential services, they always stay up. But at some point, the Republicans in the House, they've got to stand for border security. And the border bill that the Senate put together was not a border security bill. H.R. 2 in the House that the House passed is a border security bill. Unbelievable. 800-941-SHAWN is our number. Eric Adams is doubling down on a call for changes to this city of New York sanctuary status amid the migrant crisis. No wonder people are leaving. I saw Sylvester Stallone. He said, "I'm out of Florida. I'm done. I'm finished." Kind of like, you know, after 20 plus years, I've owned property in Florida. I finally said, "I'm moving. I'm out of here." Majority of Americans support building a border wall. Oh, boy, things have changed. It's going to be interesting that President Biden warned Israel in an interview Monday that they risk losing additional international support. Why doesn't he just support Israel's right to defeat the terrorists that killed innocent Israelis? Why is he catering to the radicals in his own party? One interesting development, this was on National Review. House Democrats are now threatening not to certify Donald Trump as president if he wins the election. By the way, that did happen in 2016, too. It's not an idle threat. You know, if you listen to the House Majority Whip and Assistant Democratic Leader James Clyburn, he voted against certifying George Bush's victory in 2004. Oh, election deniers. Left, right, and sideways. Michelle Obama tops Kamala Harris, Hillary Clinton, and Gavin Newsom. Should Joe Biden need a replacement? We'll see what happens with that. But right now, Michigan puts a major battleground state in play for 2024. Latest poll has Trump up by two there. Anyway, we got a lot of ground to cover today. We'll check in with Dr. Phil. Also going to be checking in with Congresswoman Victoria Spartz of Indiana. Now, she is on the House Judiciary Committee. She'll be in the deposition of Hunter Biden tomorrow. We'll have full coverage of that as well. I'm not sure why they agreed not to have a videotape. I wouldn't give them a concession. I'd say either you take the conditions that everyone else has, or we will hold you in contempt. The choice is yours. All right, a lot of ground to cover. So Dr. Phil actually took the time to not only go to the border, but then try and educate the ladies of that hard-hitting news show, The View. We'll talk to him about both experiences when we come back. Also, a preview of Hunter testifying before the House Oversight and Judiciary Committees tomorrow. And your calls, 800-941-SHAWN, as we continue. Pure Talk believes in American values and that free should mean exactly that. Free. Well, switch to Pure Talk today and you'll get a free Samsung 5G smartphone. No four-line requirement, no activation fees, just a Samsung that's built to last with a rugged screen, quick charging battery, and top-tier data security. Now, qualifying plans start at just $35 a month for unlimited talk, text, 15 gigs of data, and, of course, mobile hotspot. Now, Pure Talk will connect you to the most dependable 5G network in America for half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. So let Pure Talk's expert U.S. customer service team help you make the switch today. It's simple, it's fast, it's easy. Just dial #250, say the keyword save now, claim your eligibility for your free brand new Samsung 5G smartphone, and start saving on wireless today. Again, from your phone, dial #250, say the keyword save now, and switch to my cell phone company, Pure Talk.
Imagine a society with a digital dollar and no cash, where every penny you have could all be tracked. That's why thousands of Americans have decided to opt out of the government's plans by talking to GoldCo and putting a portion of their savings into physical gold and silver. Right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. That's HannityGold.com.
Hey, people ask me all the time, hey, what kind of gun should I get? I always tell them Henry Repeating Arms for a lot of reasons. They're made in America, family-owned business. They give you a lifetime warranty, over 200 models of rifles and shotguns that you get to choose from, all with the finest craftsmanship I've ever seen. Great performance, accurate right out of the box, and mine reliable ever since. Now you start by ordering the free catalog at henryusa.com. They'll mail that with two decals and a list of dealers where you live. That's henryusa.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.